This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Turned. That's the only word I can use to describe what happened to my life out of the blue. Just as I was about to give up, ditch the whole Hollywood dream, and go back to New Jersey, I landed the gig of my life.
This is a Giggle App alert. You've been offered a job as a server at a Khloe Kardashian event. Click to accept.
And everything in my life got turned. Upside down, inside out, and sideways to boot. Welcome to the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
She moved away from Jersey with a dream she must fulfill. She had all of the ambition and yet zero of the skill. She set her sights on stardom, it's a scratch she had to itch. And if Hollywood's not careful, it's about to be her bitch. Welcome to the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
Diary. You probably know by now how I feel about Khloe Kardashian. Ugh, I can't even describe how I adore her, okay? She is my personal Jesus, my personal Oprah, my personal glass of wine all rolled up into one person. The opportunity to pass out canapés to people she knows was like the literal highlight of my life. But working an event at her home required some serious security vetting. A meeting was called.
Hello. Is this thing on? Welcome. I am Bruno, Ms. Kardashian's head of security. If you are done with the fingerprinting, retinal scans, and signing of the Undying Fealty Agreement, we can begin. I'd like to introduce the individual who will be your point person on the event. Ms. Kardashian has once again secured the most exclusive event producer since time began. I present the legend, Yaya.
How exciting!
It's Yaya.
I am Yaya! You're welcome! Yaya will take a discreet pause here to absorb your applause.
What? Impossible.
Wow.
Congratulations on being chosen to serve at this exclusive event. Yaya wants you to give yourselves a pat on the back for making it here. But first, get consent. Yaya means it, everyone. Pat. Pat, pat, pat.
Oh, okay. Patting myself. Good job, Carlotta.
We are here because Ms. Kardashian is launching an incredible new product for the world to behold. Bruno has assembled a team of former Mossad agents to ensure secrecy in advance of the launch. If there are any leaks, well, I'll have Bruno take it from here.
Per the non-disclosure you signed, if you talk about this before the event, your tongue will be cut out.
That's a metaphor, right?
Oh, you didn't read the fine print.
What?
That's right. It will get all Handmaid's Tale up in here, so no loose lips, okay? Speaking of that, the product being launched is the Clitor Kegel Exerciser by Khloe. Circle trademark symbol.
Fantastic.
Yaya is holding one, see? It is beautifully encrusted with, Swarovski crystals.
Crystals?
So Kardashian. So on brand.
Ouch.
A few particulars about the event. You will be provided with this uniform. Can everyone see? It's a white baby onesie, which you will wear with this unicorn hat. And for accessories, an unlit cigar, which must remain in your mouth at all times. White 4-inch Louboutin shoes are mandatory, but you'll have to provide your own. Do you think we have sizes for everybody? Especially not you over there, Sasquatch.
Louboutins? What? Do you own a pair?
You mean you don't? How did you get approved for this gig?
Oh, of course. I meant, do you own just one pair? LOL. My closet has Louboutins coming out the yin-yang.
Yeah, right.
One last item. We have invited someone special to the event, and we are beyond thrilled. It's the anonymous graffiti artist, vandal, and anarchist who has been called the new Banksy.
The new Banksy? What's the old Banksy?
You're joking, right?
This artist, who has no conventional name, goes by the sound. We have no idea what he, she, or they look like. No one does. But we have it on strong authority that with a 10.
Wow. They got... That's incredible.
Yeah.
So, if you see someone at the event doing something subversive, disruptive, or anarchist, just keep passing the canapes. It's performance art, okay?
Dear Diary, this was the most exciting thing ever. I can't believe this is happening. One thing, though. Christian Louboutin shoes with their signature red soles. I looked online. They're $800. It's times like these I wish Dave were here and not in England. He's great for brainstorming ideas. I was thinking, WWDD. What would Dave do? And just as I was about to despair, ding! A light bulb moment.
Excuse me, where do you keep the spray paint?
Aisle 11.
A $30 pair of white pumps from Shoes for Less and a can of red spray paint from the dollar store. Huh? Instant Christian Louboutin shoes. Suck it, Neiman Marcus.
Driving in traffic, yeah. Driving in traffic in LA.
Oh, it's Dave calling from England. Dave!
Carlotta! I just wanted to check in. You haven't called me in forever. I feel like you're overdue for a crisis you can't get out of.
LOL, Dave. In fact, I did have a crisis today, but I managed to come up with a solution on my own.
Your own, huh? Well, that's great.
Yeah, it's all good. And I'm on my way to Khloe Kardashian's house. I'm working an event.
Wow, that's huge. I'm happy for you.
You don't sound happy.
No, that's amazing. Seems like you're doing okay all on your own.
Mm-hmm. And you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I found that I'm the last surviving son of the 12th Duke of Dorkinshire.
What does that mean?
It means I'm rich, Lottie.
When are you coming back?
That's the thing. I'm not sure I am. I'm a lord now. There's a lot I gotta lord over, you know? The manor house, the moat, the dragons, list goes on.
Wow, Dave, you really leveled up. I guess you don't need to be managing a nothing little actress like me anymore.
Oh, I mean, I'll say that. It kinda sounds like you don't need me anyway. Getting gigs on your own. Just say the word, though, and I swear I'll hop on the next flight out there.
Sorry, Dave. You're cutting out. I just pulled into Chloe's driveway. Gotta go.
Wait, Lottie! Lottie, you there?
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, Diary, I was finally here at Khloe Kardashian's house. You can say Carlotta Botox had arrived, literally and figuratively.
After your retinal scan, head to the tent for your assignments.
I changed into my uniform, the baby onesie, unicorn hat, and my fake Louboutins, the faux batons. No one was the wiser. I ducked into this tiny bathroom to give the shoes one last spray of paint, just to make sure the sole stayed red.
These fumes, making me dizzy.
And then we were given our assignments.
You, with the down market extensions, you are passing this.
What is it?
An amuse-bouche of deep-fried tarantula.
Oh, God.
To be served with this pureed cricket and pomegranate dipping sauce. It's gluten-free.
Oh, my God.
Now get out there. Cigars in mouths, everyone. Look sharp. Chop, chop.
OMG, Diary. How was I going to do this between the plate of hairy fried bugs and being lightheaded from huffing spray paint? I was on the verge of passing out. Then I entered the house.
Her house.
It was like I entered heaven.
Holy cannoli!
It was a cloud of white. Everything was pure snow white. The floors, the furniture, the walls were covered in white balloons, too. I got too close with my unicorn hat. And then I felt myself rise out of my body and float above the crowd. I wondered, have I died?
Welcome, everyone, and thanks for coming to the launch of the latest product in my line. I am so proud to debut for the first time ever, drumroll, the Clitter Kegel Exerciser by Khloe. Circle trademarks and...
There she was, my number one celebrity girl crush, my idol, Khloe Kardashian, dressed in a spotless long white dress. Whee! I was floating above her, above the crowd, above myself even.
It's battery operated and comes with a 1-year warranty. I'm wearing one now. It's also Bluetooth capable, so you can stream your favorite jams out your coochie. Let me move the mic so you can hear.
From above, I watched myself serving the fried bug appetizers. I realized I wasn't grossed out anymore. It was perfect. Everything was just as it should be. I loved everyone and everything, and then, I saw it. There were red footprints all over Khloe's pure white floor, and they were coming from me. My spray-painted fake Louboutin shoes were leaving tracks, and people started to notice.
Did you see that?
Oh my God. This was a nightmare.
Look at that server.
She's leaving Louboutin shoe prints.
She's ruining the floor. Where's security?
I tried to get away from the footprints I was leaving, but the faster I moved, the more they followed me.
It's almost like her shoes are bleeding, you know, for fashion. It's genius.
Oh my God, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I think that server might be the artist. Rumor has it, they'd be here.
Oh my God, you're right. It's...
Yes!
Verbal gas.
The faces of these angry people suddenly started to change.
How exciting.
They were smiling. They were applauding. I didn't understand what was happening.
You see what she's doing? She's upending bourgeois sensibility by stomping all over it. Mm-hmm. Exposing the repressive conventions of fashion and celebrity and doing it here at a Kardashian event. Mm-hmm. It's destructive, nihilistic, Dada, you know, like Neo-Dada.
All right, all right, all right. What he said.
I was so out of my element. I ran for the door.
Stop her!
Stop her!
I gotta get out of here. I gotta call Dave.
Get back here.
There she goes.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Where's the exit?
I need a selfie.
Stop that woman.
I'm sorry, Chloe. I gotta go. I gotta go.
Stop her.
I almost made it to the door when the Mossad agents grabbed me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I was still holding the tray of tarantulas and dipping sauce.
You. I should have known. The Walmart extensions were the clue. So subversive. It is my deepest honor to finally meet you. Banksy is just a hack corporatist in comparison. Oh, there is someone else who wants to make your acquaintance. May I present Miss Khloe Kardashian?
Deep breaths.
Hiya.
I was face to face with the one, the only, my spirit animal, Khloe Kardashian. It was so overwhelming. Words didn't form in my mouth. I reached out to shake her hand, but the room began to spin, and I dropped the entire tray of tarantulas with pomegranate sauce.
Oh my god!
All over her resplendent white dress. I think I'm gonna faint.
She in my phone.
The last thing I remember was looking up and seeing the face of Khloe Kardashian as she uttered the words,
"That was totally awesome." Hello?
Carlotta! It's Dave!
Dave? Oh, Dave! Oh, thank God it's you! I was having the weirdest dream! I was at this Khloe Kardashian event, and there were tarantulas, and balloons, and I think I died.
Are you okay? I mean, with everything that's happened?
Everything that's happened? What happened?
You don't know? Carlotta! Your face! Your name! You're all over the news right now!
What?
Listen!
The identity of the elusive street artist called the new Banksy has finally been revealed after months of speculation. Posing as a food surfer at a Hollywood party, the woman seen in this viral video has been revealed as our sources confirm that goes by the name Carlotta Botox and resides in this anonymous apartment complex in Van Nuys, California.
Carlotta! That's our building! There are news vans outside! Look out the window!
Oh, my God! They're everywhere! TMZ is here! Is that Harvey Levin?
This is crazy. You're a famous artist? I had no idea you could paint. You know, I could knock $50 off the rent if you redo the trim in the hall.
I can't paint, Dave! My phone is blowing up! Holy crap!
Carlotta, quick! Look at Twitter!
Oh, my God. Dave, I'm trending!
Check your followers! You have 517!
What? Yesterday I had 12, now 517?
Not 517, 517,000!
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god! This is it! I don't know how it happened, but it happened. It's everything I ever dreamed of, and overnight, it all came true. Dave, I'm famous!
Yes, Carlotta. As they say in Hollywood, the plot thickens.
Okay. So now what?
Hey everyone, this is Anne Sloan. Our season finale is not over yet. There's a fun little bonus scene at the very end of this episode, so stick around for that. On behalf of the cast and crew of the Carlotta Botox Chronicles, I want to thank you so much for listening to our first season. The episode you just enjoyed starred Samantha Gordon as Carlotta and Trevor Lasur as Dave. Also guest starring were David Allen, Victoria Hansen, Justin Mayer, and Heidi Strock. It was written, directed, and produced by yours truly, co-produced by Laura Lipson, and engineered by Ivan Rivera at Clear Lake Recording. Full credits can be found at our website, carlottapodcast.com. please consider leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And do check out our season 2, where the story continues. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
I moved away from Jersey with a dream I must fulfill. I had all of the ambition, to say nothing of my skills. I set my sight on stardom, it's a scratch I had to itch. And before you even knew it, Hollywood became
us for season 2 of the Carlotta Botox Chronicles. Mwah!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is Yanni, and welcome to season 2 of Harlem Queen. Thank you for listening. The season picks up with the search for Michelle.
You are listening to the Flora J. Calvin program. And now, straight to the headlines. Manhattan debutante and socialite Michelle Mondesir has been kidnapped from her Connecticut boarding school. There is a tri-state search for Mademoiselle Mondesir, who is 15 years of age, Caucasian, and was last seen yesterday evening going to her dormitory.
Stephanie is frantic, and she risks all in order to find her missing daughter.
We will find Michelle. There are troopers all along the New Jersey and Pennsylvania highways.
That's not enough.
Madame Stephanie St. Clair posted a $10,000 reward for information that leads to the safe return of Ms. Mondesir.
You need to take down your reward, Stephanie.
I will not. Those no-good couples are already saying she's dead.
The connection between the debutante and the numbers queen is unclear.
And Stephanie still has to contend with Luciano and Schultz plotting to push her out of her own turf.
Word on the street is that it's Schultz.
Who cares about a lost colored girl?
This one is white. Fifth Avenue debutante, a lot of money, well connected. And I want to find out why Stephanie is so fixated on the girl. Stephanie is highly invested in her safe return.
What do you need me to do?
I need you to cheese it.
What about St. Clair?
You tried to clip her twice. Is she pushing up daisies? No. We're going to get her another way.
Even Halstein is suspicious. Is he truly a friend or a foe?
She's putting herself behind the eight ball. There's something more there, and I need to find out. In the meantime, someone has to earn the money she's deciding not to earn.
You have no power in this case, Stephanie. In fact, you're a liability.
I will do everything in my power to get her home safe and sound.
Listen up for season 2. Harlem Queen is a recipient of the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council's Creative Engagement Grant. And once we all get through this safe and sound, we will have a live radio show of Harlem Queen this fall. More episodes to come. Take good care and stay well.